بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وانزل المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة وصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسقط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل عليه كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد
عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: آية المنافق ثلاث: إذا حدث كذب، وإذا وعد أخلف، وإذا تؤن خان. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. For the mighty and most respected elders and brothers and our mothers and sisters who will be listening, these programs, these majalis, are centered around the recognition of oneself and an effort is or needs to be made in that direction. And of course, each and every individual needs to make some sacrifices and some resolutions. But whilst discussing these matters, perhaps inshallah the realization will be created, and with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some sort of inspiration may be derived. We find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a time will come, and he gives the example and the mafhum of the hadith, where a person will come to a city, a village, and he will inquire, is there any trustworthy person in this village? And the people will say, yes, if you go to the corner of the village, that one corner, distant place at the end of the village, you'll find one trustworthy person. Meaning that as time passes and as we get closer to Qiyamah, this quality of trustworthiness will become less and less and less. But yet, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one hadith, لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له, that person's iman is not complete, it is not perfected, if he does not have the quality of trustworthiness. Meaning that a time will eventually come in the close of the Qiyamah But the iman of people would be exceptionally weak. May Allah protect us. Hence, we can clearly see that the inculcation of this quality of trustworthiness is also tied very strongly to our faith and our iman. Therefore, if we find that there is a weakness in this quality of what we say aman and dali, or trustworthiness, then this is also an indication that there is a weakness in our iman, just as in the medical field. They say that if you have these symptoms, then it indicates that you have got a weak bladder. If you have got these symptoms, then it indicates that you have, there is an issue with the heart. So in the spiritual world, this is the same thing also. It works in a similar way. That if the person lacks trustworthiness, then it is an indication that there is a weakness in one's iman, in one's faith. We find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of his salient features, prior to him even being given the mantle of Nubuwa, or being, you know, the Nubuwa being made known to him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known by two names, and we know the names too, but we will just highlight it, that he was known as As-Sadiq and Al-Amin. These were the titles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence we find that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when there was the rebuilding of Ka'batullah Sharif, amongst the Mushrikeen, they had rebuilt the Ka'batullah Sharif, and it was a very honorable thing. And it came to the point when who was going to be replacing the black stone, is mentioned in the books of history, that a massive fight broke out, and people were now going to be, you know, killing one another, hurting one another, swords were being drawn, tempers were flaring, until eventually those who were senior there calmed things down and said, okay, listen, the next person who enters the precincts of the Haram, whatever he decides, we will go with that. And Allah Ta'ala's hikmah and Allah Ta'ala's doing, that it was none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who entered the precincts. And it is recorded that the people all shouted out that As-Sadiq and Al-Amin has entered. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has entered. Similarly, we find that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited the people, his family, that he had gathered the people on the Mount of Safa, that was a place where people would make announcements, if we may say, media announcements to take place there. That was the platform that was used to make the announcements, whatever announcement it was. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used that very platform. And he gathered the people around that mountain and he said that, listen, if I have to say to you that there is an army behind this mountain about to attack you, will you believe me? They said, most certainly we will believe you, because you are Sadiq and you are Amin. You are the truthful one, you are honest and you are trustworthy. And then we know what happened thereafter. So particular was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regard to this quality of trustworthiness, that even when the people of Makkah, the Mushrikeen of Makkah, the idol worshippers of Makkah, when they made his stay so difficult that it came to the point where now they had schemed, they plotted to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And hence Rasulullah had to make hijrah and had to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah towards Madinah Sharif. And because of the nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being so trustworthy, people had kept their belongings and their wealth in the safekeeping of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had the wealth of many people kept with him. They trusted him. They knew that despite the fact that we have our differences, we can trust him. And hence when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Madinah to Munawwara, he appointed Ali ibn Abi Talib, his cousin, son-in-law as well, to make sure that this trust was returned to its rightful owners. This is how particular Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Hence we who are very proud and we claim to be followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to ask ourselves the question that, do I have this quality of amanat dari? That am I someone that can be trusted? So we will mention three qualities that, inshallah, if we inculcate it in our lives, It will help in developing this quality of trustworthiness. And the first of those qualities, in a few minutes, we don't want to make it a very long program, we just touch on it. The first quality that we, if we develop in our lives, is the quality of honesty. That if we develop this quality of honesty, then automatically it will build our trustworthiness. That we are truly what we say. It is exactly as it happens. And today we find that it's not only restricted to the tongue, we have a new dynamic, and that is our social media platforms. It's where we express ourselves, where we copy and paste, where we broadcast. So we have to be very particular that this information that has come to me, have I verified it? Is it really true? Or am I just, you know, receiving it and broadcasting it and assisting in something which is not even factual? It is not even according to what has really happened. So that is why somebody said very nicely that can verify before you amplify. Verify before you amplify. Because remember, sometimes we are passing information related to a specific individual or a particular organization or a masjid committee. And that information, you know, it gets diluted as it goes along and as it passes, you know, from one to the next, until eventually the it's completely distorted. And hence we can cause reputational harm to that organization, and we can destroy sometimes even the good work of deen that is taking place. We can damage it. And of course this is one of the schemes and the plots of Shaitan and the agents of Shaitan, to destroy the image of those people who are doing good work. So we must make sure that we are extremely fair and honest in whatever we are passing on. Like, I'm not sure, rather not say much. Yes, if you saw exactly that you were at the scene where this particular incident took place and you mentioned it exactly as it had happened, then that is being honest. So very important to be honest, to speak the truth. In Arabic they say, قُلِ الْحَقْ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُرَّ. Then speak the truth even if it is bitter. In English they say, you know, speak the truth and shame the devil. So honesty is a particular quality. It is a very salient feature of a believer. The second important quality that we should develop is the quality of being reliable. Of being reliable. Today we find that people are so unreliable, and I'm speaking about Muslim people. So we find it in the field, all out there. Sometimes it may be a Muslim electrician, it is a Muslim plumber, it is a Muslim artisan. Sometimes it's just it's a simple family function. And we're trying to organize the function and we say, listen, what time can you make it there? And the person says, no, I'll meet you at that point at 2 p.m. And the person goes there 2 p.m. waiting, 2 o'clock, quarter past 2, half past 2. And he phones the person, I'll be there 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And then 5 minutes turns out to be 15 minutes. So what happens is that if a person continuously engages in this kind of a, if we may say, careless activity, then he will not be relied upon any longer. Now when you need that plumber, he said, I'll be there just now. And after 2 days, you know what happened? Oh, ma, I got very busy. Before you again, I'll be there just now. So now, eventually, you don't rely on that person. That person has lost his reliability. And because you lose that sense of reliability in an individual, you also cannot trust him. You lose trust in that individual. So this being reliable, and look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, the Nabi of Allah was the embodiment of perfection in terms of his character. We know the famous incident that he had given his word to meet someone at a particular spot. And a period of 3 days passed and Rasulullah says, and remained stationed at that position. He said, I gave my word to that person. I remember Ali Mawlana Mustafa Rahmatullahi, he asked one of the doctors who was close to him, he said that, what time you open your practice? Then I opened my practice at 8 o'clock. Then what time you go there? He said, no, I go there about 10 o'clock. So Maharaj said that two things, that if you've got on your, you know, on your practice, if you've got the sign, you've got the notice, your training hours are from, or the practice hours are, consultation hours are from this time to that time, then make sure you stick to that time. If you say you're opening 8 o'clock, then make sure that you do open at that time. That people will trust you also. And similarly, you take it one step further, that make it known that the doctor will only be in consultation from 10 a.m. onwards. There's sometimes people take off. They come all the way there, now they're meeting from 8 o'clock with the doctor. So have it known there, at least the people know, and they see when you're walking in at 10 o'clock, that this person is someone who keeps his word. You build trust in this way. So keeping our word is extremely important. Being reliable, maybe somebody can rely on us. It happens, we are human beings, sometimes people send us a message, we are unable to respond immediately. We forget afterwards, the person apologizes, it happens, you said you're going to meet the person at 2 o'clock, there was a traffic jam along the way, something happened. But you sent the message to the person, or you made the phone call to say, please forgive me. You know I told you I'll be there at 2 o'clock, we had Jumma Bayan the other day at one masjid, and there were 2-3 trucks that were blocking the road highway. They were stuck, 2 trucks stuck, one behind the other, and we had to make a detour. By the time we reached, it was 15 minutes already gone. But that's something that is an exceptional case, it doesn't always happen. So there are exceptional situations that take place, but the person immediately says, listen, forgive me, this is something that was beyond my control, and therefore I apologize for any inconvenience that was caused. So developing this quality of being reliable, you gave your word, you're going to be there at the family function at this particular time, make sure you are there. I don't say, well, everybody comes to half an hour late, so I also, you know, 45 minutes, 20 minutes late. So what is absolute chaos and how much of inconvenience it causes to the host. And the food too is being prepared, you know, when to take it out, when not to take it out, you know, how much of inconvenience it causes to. And the third quality that we should develop within our lives, especially if we are dealing with the wealth of others or we are employed by others, is having the quality of being transparent. Being transparent in what we are doing. So for example, somebody gives you some money to go to Gaza, Allah have mercy on the people that are there. The person is transparent in the transaction. They look, I took this money, this is where I purchased it, these are the receipts, this is where it was spent. This is how I arrived at my decision to purchase from this particular, you know, I got 3 different quotations and based on that we went on this one here. So now the person will build a lot of trust in you. So look at how transparent this person is. He's not hiding anything. He's not, you know, doing things under the counter, as they say. So learn to be transparent in our transactions. And inshallah, this will build the quality of being trustworthy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this quality. And I'll terminate on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are 3 signs of a hypocrite. May Allah protect us. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ. That when the person speaks, he lies. He lies. وَإِذَا أُؤْتُمِنَ خَانَ. Or وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. When the person makes a promise, when he gives you his word, he doesn't fulfill it. He breaks that promise. So, that's the second sign of a hypocrite. And the third sign, when you entrust him with something, he violates that trust. He doesn't fulfill that trust. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from these evil qualities and may Allah ta'ala bless us with the opposite, that we are reliable, we are trustworthy, we are honest, we are transparent in whatever we are doing, thereby strengthening our iman and becoming true followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and inshallah strengthening and consolidating our iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the suffering of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thank you very much.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sya'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu, Allahumma la nuhsi thanaan alayhi innaka kama athnayta ala nafsika, Allahumma ya rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khairi al-khalqi kullihim. O Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, most forgiving, loving, caring Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins, Ya Allah, those sins which we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day, darkness of night, Ya Allah. Allah, you granted us the ability and tawfiq to gather here tonight, Ya Allah, in this majlis of dhikr, Ya Allah, in which, Ya Allah, we have discussed matters related, Ya Allah, to our spiritual reformation, Ya Allah. Allah, you purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Bless us with the qualities, Ya Allah, that are necessary, Ya Allah, for us to be purified. Amin. Musaffa, Mujalla, Muzakka, Dil'ata, Farma. Give us purified, clean hearts, Ya Allah. Bless us with the noble qualities and attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, remove, Ya Allah, the evil and weaknesses from our hearts, Ya Allah, our spiritual hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, cure us our spiritual ailments, Ya Allah, and our physical illnesses, Ya Allah. O Allah, all those are sick and ill, Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa and cure, Ya Allah. Those are going through financial difficulties, Ya Allah, grant them plenty for halal risk and sustenance, Ya Allah. O Allah, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, Ya Allah. O Allah, so many lives are being lost as we speak, Ya Allah. O Allah, those who have passed away, Ya Allah, bless them with the maqam of shahadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and those, Ya Allah, have lost the near and dear ones, Ya Allah, have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. O Allah, alleviate the suffering, Ya Allah, of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Restore the dignity of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, those oppressors, Ya Allah, grant them hidayat, Ya Allah, but Ya Allah, if hidayah is not written for them, Ya Allah, destroy them like how you destroyed Bihar and Thamud, Ya Allah. O Allah, we become impatient, Ya Allah, but Ya Allah, we know, Ya Allah, we have conviction, Ya Allah, that the oppressors will eventually, Ya Allah, be dealt with, Ya Allah, accordingly, Ya Allah. O Allah, O Allah, that we have mercy, Ya Allah, upon the entire Ummah of Rasulullah.
We are now, you are well aware of all the good desires and aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you, Ya Allah, fulfill all the good desires and aspirations, whatever challenge, sickness, difficulty they are going through, Ya Allah, alleviate it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, blow the wind of hidayah from this masjid, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make this masjid a markaz of hidayah, Ya Allah. Accept all the efforts that are taking place in this masjid, Ya Allah. Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the workers of deen, Ya Allah. Allah, unite the hearts of the workers of deen, Ya Allah. Protect us, Ya Allah, from the fitnas of shaytan, Ya Allah, and from disunity, Ya Allah. Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Bless us, Ya Allah. Every single bounty that you have granted us, Ya Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi.
Alhamdulillah.